Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I intervene for the second time, but given that nobody takes the floor, I take it. First of all, I wanted to fully support what has been said by the Minister for Guatemala regarding the fact that data and monitoring is not only a technical issue, it's also a policy issue. It's a policy issue under two aspects. On the one hand, the fact that for having good data and monitoring, you need to put in place appropriate means for ensuring that this data are collected and this monitoring is done, be it a legislative means or others, this can be discussed, but means needs to be put in place, and this is a task, a policy task. Secondly, as it was said by the minister, it's extremely important that the data we collect and the monitoring we do translate in policy action. This was the first point. The second point is that I centered my first intervention on the downstream side. I heard Peru and Togo mentioning more the upstream side. I think that this shows that actually it's important to have data and monitoring all along the plastic chain. My questioning was more about should there be a need to prioritize, because it's extremely difficult to do everything in the same time. We try in the European Union, but it's really hard. A third element I wanted to mention is the fact that Togo referred to the fact that there was no synergies at national and regional level. There, I would like to connect with your question about how can the existing legal instruments support these priorities. I think that, first of all, we should seek at all level, at national, regional, and global, to introduce explicit provisions on data collection and exchange and on compliance monitoring and reporting. This is extremely important. More specifically, at regional level, for instance, we have the Regional Seas Convention. Some of them have already adopted binding regional plans against marine litter and with some elements related to the monitoring and the reporting. I think this should be systematized, this work in the context of the Regional Seas Convention, Regional Seas Conventions, where many states participate. This is important. Another thing about the next step to be taken to address barriers and opportunities, we believe that a systematic effort and framework to ensure harmonization of the monitoring of both releases in the seas and rivers and the impact of plastic litters and microplastics. For example, there are analytical methodologies for monitoring of microplastics that exist, that are available. Of course, there is a cost dimension which has to be taken into account. There too, there are certain monitoring methods which cost a lot of money. There are others which cost much less and where actually the citizens can be involved. I'm thinking about counting marine litter on beach litter on the beach. This is something which can be done in collaboration with civil society organization. Of course, there is a need at a certain stage to connect this data which has been collected locally or at national level with some more global monitoring and reporting which is done. There I would have a question. I know that there is this process of the World Ocean Assessments, and I would like to know to what extent this process can play a role and is already playing a role in monitoring and data in relation to marine litter and plastics. In that context also, we find it important to extend the concept of also financial producer responsibility to cover not only waste management, but also litter. I think that one delegation has, I think it's Togo again, who mentioned the difficulties to bargain with the industry on those aspects. There is also responsibility of maybe developing countries to promote the concept of producer responsibility, which would also apply in developing